episode in honor of April Fools and my co-host, who is a natural born prankster. We're going to play a little game.
Yeah, we're going to play two truths and a lie. Now, I've got two absolutely remarkable stories, and I've got a third remarkable story that is a lie. And I want you to be able to work out which stories are the true ones and which one I'm just pulling your leg for April Fools. Okay, so it's a good game, isn't it?
If I get it right, do I get something?
Oh, yeah, you can have whatever you like, and I'll get you a Smartie sent over. It's lots of things will happen if you get it right. What it'll tell you is that you're more intuitive than what you believe you are.
Oh, Lord, because, so if I get it wrong, that means I'm not tuned in.
Yeah, that's right. You should be able to get tuned in, because I'm not good at just disguising stuff. I'm just going to – I've prepared a little bit, so I've got a little bit of knowledge about what I'm talking about. Okay. But I don't want – to give it away by laughing, because that's, yeah, you know what I like, Jackie, when I start to laugh and you start to laugh, it just gets chaos, doesn't it?
Yes,
it gets chaos. So let tell you what I do. Let me give you the three titles.
Okay.
And then you can give me the order you want me to tell the story in.
Okay.
And then it's up to you then to guess which one is right. And if you want to, we can talk about some of the themes, because some of the stuff here is mad. It's weird.
Yeah, we may have to circle back to the two truths and sort of indulge in those a little bit. But for the sake of this fun episode, let me hear the three titles, and I'll probably have you keep it in the same order.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so there's Jeffrey Lash, the strange case of Jeffrey Lash. He's an alien hybrid. Okay, that's a strange case. Then there's the New York policeman who uses telepathic hypnosis to catch criminals. Okay, and then there's the Zeon paradox, which is people in India who can float. So which one would you like first?
Let's go in that order, please. Alien hybrid for 500.
So Jeffrey Lash. Alien human hybrid, and he lived in California for 7 years with his girlfriend, who was absolutely convinced he was an alien hybrid. Absolutely convinced. She actually didn't worry about him if he went missing, because she just thought he was going home to his home planet. That's how crazy this story is, right? So this Jeffrey Lash, he went missing, and he was found a month later, and he had actually died in a car. And he just died in this car, and he'd been left in this car for a whole month in California. So the coroner comes along and takes his body, and they examine his body. And they look at him, and they take him all apart in pathology. And he's got no dental work, and he's got no fingerprints.
Oh.
So he's no identification whatsoever. They go and search his flat in California. He's got 200 arms, weapons, like guns, and he's got over 2,000 bits of ammunition that he can use in his guns, right? It's like an arsenal of stuff that he's got there. And his girlfriend is actually someone that didn't know this secret side of him. So this guy who claims to be working for the CIA on secret projects, on trying to find where other aliens are living in America, so where the safe houses are.
Right.
So his actual his brief was to be able to lead the police in America to any other alien places, any other alien safe houses that they thought were actually being used by extraterrestrials. So this is the case of Jeffrey Lash.
Okay.
That's number one. Okay, so story two. This is the New York policeman, or the New York City cop, as you would call them in America, because I'm sure you don't call them policemen, do you?
We do.
He's a policeman. All right, you understand that he's a guy in uniform that walks along the streets of New York. And he's a special guy, because when he was younger, he discovered a superpower. He discovered by playing ninja games, right, that he could actually become invisible to people. He could sneak past people without them even seeing him. He was 13 when he discovered that skill. Well, later on in life, he signs up for the police force, and he decides, will that particular skill get him through some of his duties? Now, he thinks of it as telepathic hypnosis. So he can put a suggestion into your mind that he's not who you think he is. So instead of him being a policeman, he's somebody who wants to buy drugs off a dealer or wants to do something which is, you know, criminal intent, and these criminals engage with him. So he's arresting people on the streets for dealing drugs because he can go up, make a deal. Then they realize he's a policeman. It's like, hang on, how do I just do that with a policeman? I thought you were just someone who wanted drugs. And the police force sign him up, right? And they get him into the next level, which is plain clothes. And they get him to infiltrate one of these gangs, one of these big gangland places. And instead of infiltrating them, he gets really involved, really, really top. And they actually pay him to do a hit on someone they want to actually exterminate, take out. So there's this New York City policeman, right, in this gang, and they're paying him to do this hit. They give him a gun, and he gets all the evidence, and they arrest the gang, take them to court, and they all got put in prison because this guy is able to convince them that he's somebody that he isn't. Yes. So this is the New York City policeman who does telepathic hypnosis to catch criminals.
Okay,
so that's story number two. Story number three. Really interesting story. It's called Zeno's Paradox. Now, Zeno's Paradox actually believes there is no time. Now, we're with them, aren't we? But yeah. They also believe there's no motion. You can get to anywhere if you put yourself in the right state of mind. You don't have to go, you know, you don't have to walk. You can just float. And these are people that are in the Bengal district of India. They've got a sect there, and they never walk anywhere. They just literally use transcendental meditation to float to their destination. Now, this is quite incredible. When you think about it, they're actually denying the fact that motion exists. They say motion is not real. Any motion that we do, everything's an illusion. Everything's out of time. So all you have to be is in the right state of consciousness to achieve where you want to go. And they say that they can float anywhere they want to go within that particular period. And these guys are experts at it. I watched a video and they're really good. So this is called Zeno's Paradox. And it's by floating by meditation. And it's actually a paradox to the fact that motion doesn't exist.
Okay.
Yeah. We have three stories.
We have an alien hybrid, the police officer, and the levitating
Indians. Yeah.
I'm wondering if the prank is on me because all three stories are true.
Nope. I promise you, Jackie, that one story is false.
Okay. So when you first just read them off to me,
yep.
I thought the policeman story is not true. Then I was trying to study you as you were telling the stories, but you were so compelling and the stories had so much detail. And I wanted to do follow-up questions, but I felt like that's not fair because I'm not trying to pull coals. That's not the game, right? So hearing now everything you said, I do believe that there are Indian, potentially monks maybe, that can levitate.
Okay.
Whether it's true or not, I don't know. You did say video, which makes me feel like maybe you were trying to convince me because you said the video. And then the hybrid alien human, I think, was probably the hardest to believe, which definitely makes me feel like it's true.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the policeman.
Final guess. You don't want to change your mind.
Of course I want to change my mind, but I'm going to go with my gut instinct and I'll just see where we landed.
Okay, so if I say to you, you're wrong.
I believe you.
Yeah, you're right. You're wrong.
Is it the levitating?
What do you think? Have a second guess. You've now got a 50-50 chance.
The hardest for me was the hybrid because it's such a brilliant story. But I know you. And so I thought he probably found the nuttiest story. But that one was hard for me because then you have to have a procreation between an alien and a human.
Oh, it's incredible.
Right. And I don't know. I like to believe all the things. And then the thing with the floating, I mean, you hear stories about people levitating, whether or not there's actual videos of people doing it, I don't know. So
it's unbelievable, isn't it? You can't believe what you can find online, Jackie.
What was it?
Come on, you got another guest now. You got
a three. I mean,
you got a 50-50. It's 50-50.
The joke was on me. I'm like, all these are true, and the joke is on me. Or none of them are true, and the joke is on me.
No, I've stuck to the conditions.
Okay, good.
Two are true, one is false.
Okay.
You already know that the one that you chose is true.
Right. So this policeman could actually convince people that he is someone else. So he could infiltrate gangs and such, because I will say, as you started to explain that story, I believed it. It was just my first reaction. Okay. So I will tell you, there's a block with my guides because they're having fun. They're enjoying the game too. My guides aren't here to like give answers away to me. If I'm trying to find an answer, I don't have access to them anyway, because the vibration of desiring an answer is different than the vibration of the answer.
I love that explanation. I love that, Jackie.
Okay. The first story had more detail, which is definitely indicative of a lie.
Okay.
I think you're cunning and you know. The third one, they were talking about people floating. God. So it's basically 50-50 at this point.
It is. You take your pick. Yeah, you're going to be okay, right or wrong.
The hybrid.
So you think the hybrid is the lie?
Making me ask and then say again, final answer is so brutal.
This is great, isn't it? This is called Dominic's revenge. Now make your mind up. Which one do you want to go for?
No, I did. I said it. I'm not going back.
So which one are you going for?
No, don't make me say it again, because then I want to keep oscillating back and forth. It's not fair.
It's great. It's brilliant radio.
Oh,
if anything can see your face, Jackie, it's so good. It's brilliant.
Where are you all landing? I think most people would say people are not floating. They're not levitating. That's physically impossible. But I just want to believe that's true. So I'm going to say that final answer, hybrid.
You're wrong.
It is. Wait, the people levitating?
Yes.
You know, anyone listening is probably going, duh.
No, not at all.
Because people don't levitate. People can't float. But I really believe that if you believe, I mean, haven't we seen evidence of people levitating? Isn't that a thing, or it's not a thing?
No, it's a magician's trick. It's not something that people can actually do. But it's feasible, Jackie.
I'm going to do some research on this because I feel like I know people who have felt like they're levitating, and then some of people work. Let me get back to you on this.
You're welcome. You can look up the Zenon paradox.
It's going to go, that's so obvious.
No. The Zenon paradox. Jackie, the reason it felt so real was because the Zenon paradox is a real paradox. It's a real thing. Okay. But people don't use it to float. Okay. They use it to actually discuss that motion is not real.
Okay. Can I just make an argument then to say that since there was some truth in your lie?
No, there's no truth.
You just said that's a real paradox.
Yeah, it's a real paradox, okay. But everything else is fictional.
Doesn't matter. There was some truth. There was some truth in your lie, which was it was a real paradox. Yes.
No. I don't grasp that. I don't take that at all. Because
my initial reaction was maybe the joke is on me and it's all true. Now they don't use it to float, but it's a real paradox. So there is truth in it. So all I'm saying is my initial answer was not the most wrong answer ever, which was the joke is on me. They're all true.
No, that's wrong. Because
Mistake. Nope.
No, because the paradox itself is a lie. that's a lie because I'm putting it into a different context.
Oh, I understand.
It's like me saying you're wearing yellow and you're wearing blue.
Give me some
grace. But you're wearing something.
Grace. Give me some grace here. Just a little.
I think it's great that you would actually fall for this because the thing is, it's so easy to fall for because it's something that I'm really big about because people will.
I did call you out for saying the video because you go, there's a video. It's brilliant.
Oh, no. I thought you were getting it. I thought you were there. That was Jackie.
The one thing when you said there's a video, I went,
Yeah, see? I can't lie. See, I can't lie to you, but you fooled yourself.
Yes. Because when you said there was a video, it's quite brilliant. I thought, no. The video is no. That's a lie.
Okay. So first impression. No, but even when you got chance number two, you still went for the alien hybrid. And you, that was your chance to redeem yourself and go for the...
Didn't redeem myself.
It's just funny. But what the serious point here, right, because there is a serious point to this, is that you cannot believe everything you hear. Because if you believe everything you hear without investigating it, what you're going to fall for is anybody that says anything about anything.
Yeah, that's right.
And I come across that a lot. Because, you know, my knowledge now is quite wide. I know quite a lot about things, but I come across things I don't know anything about and I go and investigate them to see if they've got any grounding, where they come from, because that's my investigated self. That's my interest. I want to find the truth wherever it is. I don't mind what the truth is, as long as it's something that's actually there, something that's real.
I think that's really important because you are led by your curiosity. And one of the things, you know, when we talked about doing this game, we had talked about maybe doing something that was false for the audience. But I do think it's important that there's a trust factor because you can't believe what you're saying is you can't believe everything you hear. And I agree with you. And what's interesting about all of the work that I've been doing with channels and, you know, and channeling myself, and what's so beautiful about it is anytime I read anything from people all over the world who have access to their inner voice, let's call it, or higher self, everything tracks, everything cross-references. Maybe there's different language, but the messages are always the same. And it's over the course of centuries. And it's really beautiful.
It feels authentic, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
It
does.
Feels right. It resonates on the right frequency for us to understand it and really, really get it. Because if it feels wrong, it's wrong.
Yeah, there's something they're telling you, right? Like when you said there was a video.
Exactly. And
I didn't trust myself. That's so funny. I just pushed it down.
I know. It's a good lesson because I haven't even written down there's a video. I've just written it down in bullet points and that just came out. It's just a total mistake.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Listen, for the sake of entertainment, what better way than to guess it wrong twice? I think that's kudos to you and your ability, your storytelling. And also, I think that's probably more interesting to listen to.
Do you know what it was for me, Jackie? It was the fact that all this is knowledge. All this stuff I've been interested in for years and years and years. And I sort of studied Jeffrey Lash because I'm really interested in his story.
Yeah, and fingerprints, huh?
Yeah, it's such an interesting story. Yeah, and perfect dental records, no fingerprints. And you know, that sort of points to the direction that there are alien-human hybrids in society. And when it has actually got California written across it, I thought, well, Jackie's in California, so you're going
to... It rang true to me. It did. It's just because it seemed like a story that, based on everything you've told me, was plausible. I love that.
So that was a really cool story, and I love the story. And I've actually done the story a couple of times on Twisted and Misunderstood. So
he has a girlfriend, too, you said.
Yeah, he had a girlfriend he lived with 7 years. And she was convinced he was an alien hybrid, alien-human hybrid.
And but she did it say anything, or we don't know because it's posthumous. Do we know, did he have any information or think or have any journals or...
Yeah, apparently there was lots of information about what he was doing, but a lot of it came under the Secrets Act and the police wouldn't release it because a lot of the covert operations he'd been on were classified. They were literally above top secret. So it actually points to quite a big cover-up, and maybe in 50 years' time, we'll be able to get all the documents released and actually go and see the story of Jeffrey Lash in its fullest, because we're only allowed to see just a little bit about it. Now, it may be that in years to come, you know, we will acknowledge that aliens live amongst us anyway, because right. that may become much more in the consciousness, and we might be much more aware of all that stuff. But that stuff right now is quite far-fetched, because it's not really within the common conception of who we are. To think we might be living next door to an alien race of visitors from a galaxy far, far away is not something we really like to think about.
So that's not really part of our mental construct, our daily beliefs. But
no, it's not.
But like you said, I do think, like we've talked about in the past, in the next 5-10 years, things may change. People may start.
I think so. I think they're already changing, Jackie, with the awareness of people and the interest of people, because let's face it, people are becoming very interested in the concept that we are in a big galaxy, in a big universe, in a big lots of universes, and so on. Yeah. So all this stuff is really good. The one with the New York policeman was a really interesting interview that he gave me. And I talked to him. Yeah, I interviewed him. He wouldn't allow me to use his name on air because he said that he was still a serving officer. But he is such an interesting man, really interesting. And literally, this telepathic hypnosis, it's real. Okay, it's absolutely real. Now, if he can use it, we can use it. It's just having the trust in it and the belief in it to be able to say, I'm invisible, you know, and literally, you know, plant that thought. But also the implications could be that there are aliens on the planet that use it. There could be things like Bigfoot that use it to plant into whole societies that they're not being able to be seen. So they could be actually working in, you know, totally anonymously just by planting thoughts that they don't exist.
When you say invisible, I imagine invisible in plain sight. Where, you know, when you are you're looking at something, but you don't necessarily see the robin on the branch. Is it something that you just don't see it, but it's there, but you're
absolutely
else. Right. It's not like,
absolutely.
It's not like somebody disappears, but you just don't take in that information of that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They're still there. They're still in full sight. You just don't register that they're there in front of you. Yeah. And it's really crazy stuff, because you think this guy, right, this policeman was going up to drug dealers and he was asking to buy drugs, and he was in full uniform. He had the cap and the badge and everything, and he was going up.
And they just were with them. They just believed them there, whatever it was. They just didn't quite.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was literally doing the deal, and these guys were going, he's going, thank you very much, did the deal. And he goes, you're arrested. And as soon as he said, you're arrested, broke, and there he was, a cop in front of them. But up until that moment, they just thought he's some dude who wanted the deal. Yeah. So it's absolutely. And when he went to court to do this this big gang, the judge found it really hard to believe the evidence that he'd actually done this, and these hardened criminals had actually fallen for something so naive. And even the criminals couldn't believe they'd been so dumb.
Right, but it makes sense. It does make sense, because if you're a drug dealer and a man in a police uniform comes and is doing a deal with you, and the man who is a police officer really believes in what he's doing, in terms of he's not afraid, he's very calm and collected, he understands his power and his ability, then they may not be triggered by it. They may say, oh, this dude is either one of us and is dressing up as, or this guy is just, you know, a dirty cop or whatever, but it just doesn't register, like you said, until it does. And then it's, oh my God, we just sold drugs to a police officer. You know, it's really remarkable.
That's what makes it such an interesting story, really, because it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. But the fact that he could do it means that anyone can do it. It's just having the confidence. And you said it, the calmness. Calmness is such an amazing thing to have, because if you can stay calm under pressure and not get all flustered, then you can achieve almost anything from any situation. And this guy was just, he was a brilliant guy to talk to. I really enjoyed my time talking to him, because he was just showing me that something that I'd never come across at that time was a real phenomenon that was able to be used in life and in life situations. So if you can do it, if you can adapt your life and learn the techniques and the skills and believe in it, then you too could actually be able to walk past people without them even noticing.
I think that's so interesting. I'm sure some of our most prolific con artists have mastered that ability of just believing, having confidence and staying calm, whereas somebody else might panic in a situation. But you're right, we can use it. And I think we do to a certain extent in certain situations. In a way, it's just a matter of believing. If you believe in a situation that you have it under control and you are a version of yourself that can excel in that situation, then you're more likely to do just that.
You are. You see it every day. You mean your profession, Jackie, actress.
Yeah.
You know, if you believe you're somebody, aren't you? Straight away, you're in that character.
Right,
you know, I mean,
right.
All that is, you know, literally lying for a living. You know, I mean, you're deceiving for a living. And it's the same principle of being able to cover yourself in that moment of that particular character. So there's not too much of a jump, is there, between being able to character act and being able to put yourself in that position and become someone that you want to become. So very thin line.
Yeah. Can you convince the other person or people of what you're selling, essentially?
Yes. And the third story is a very famous April Fool's joke. That's why I included it. And it actually fooled a nation, because they actually ran the films of this guy levitating, and everyone believed until they looked at the date and they saw that it actually gone out on air on April the 1st. It was so believable. And that's what makes it so good to fit into this, because what it means is that we will believe things if we want to believe things, even though they sound so far-fetched, because in the back of our minds, somewhere tells us there was a story once about a man levitating.
Many people do this now. It looks like they're levitating by just holding on to some.
Yeah, they're literally
something.
Yeah, they're called yogic flyers, and they actually bounce around the place. They cross their legs, and they hold their arms up here, and then they push off with their legs. So they look like they're flying, but they're not. They're just yogic flyers. And it's supposed to be a way of going into transcendental meditation in India. So the actual base of them doing it is what they want to achieve, but they don't float around to their destination. And for my mind, the certainty motion does exist.
All this stuff for me is new, you know, shape-shifting, alien hybrids. So for me, it's all possible. My mind is wide open to something. So I'm going to just keep doing some research on this and get back to you on it. But wow, you did an amazing job. Happy April Fools, mostly to me, from our greatest prankster, Dominic Tendon. I adore you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And honestly, I am not a prankster. I am just somebody that likes to get to the bottom of everything that I look at.
I just meant the child, the inner child in you loves.
I love the fact of playing jokes on people. Yeah, I was sticking cigarette burners in my dad's cigarettes when I was 4 years old to make the cigarettes explode, and you know, all sorts of stuff. You know, I've always been that way.
What I'm talking about. But no, you're very serious and very studied and a knowledgeable human who, again, see things that most everyone on this planet can't see. So you have a wealth of information that not only do we not have, but we have no way of accessing, because you really have more visible to you and accessible to you every time you open your eyes and you are open in your energy. And so it's a gift to hear all the things that you've learned, come across, and how you interpret them.
Yeah, it's the beginning. See, because of the ability to do that, I've had this real thirst and curiosity to learn everything that may not be on totally front page. I've actually sought it out and looked at it. And I think as you get older, you build up this sort of library of knowledge of some, you know, really quite remarkable stories. And these three stories, I mean, I could have given you probably 18 different stories here.
Thank you. And I do think that's part of your soul's purpose. That's your soul's calling to be curious and to be on this quest for knowledge, for sure.
Yeah, and share that knowledge with people and make it entertaining, Jackie, because we need to laugh as well. Because some people forget that the joy of sharing and the joy of laughing together is something very precious and something that we should really be so precious about. And you know, it should be something we treasure forever. And it's so important.